Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series exploring topics in spirituality using the teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti as our foundation. And today we're going to address an age-old question, and it's based on a discourse that Anandamurti gave, which is called, "Which is the Right Path?" So I'm going to read a little bit from it, and then we'll look into it. He said, "Many people ask themselves the same question, which is the right path? Whenever scholars discuss this question together, they each give a different answer. So what should ordinary people do? Which path should they follow? And which one should they reject? Unable to discriminate between Shreya, that which leads to welfare, and Preya, that which leads to downfall, they are in a dilemma. Which is the right path? A great poet said, Shrutyayo vibina, smrityayo vibina, neka muniyasya matang na binam, dharmasya tatvama nihitama guhayam, mahajano jena kata sa panta." That's Sanskrit, and it's really old. It's attributed to Yudhisthira, so that comes from the Mahabharata times, which it could be 3,500 years old. So this question about what is the right path, you might think it's today we have, it's a bigger question, that burning issue today, because we have so much information. You go on the YouTube here and one person will say this, another person will say that. One religion says this, one religion says that. But this was a question even back then that people could get confused. So let's look at this little poem in Sanskrit, and the answer is in here. So the first line is talking about Shrutayo. Shruti is a scripture. So he said that all the scriptures are different. So you know that some people are instructed to pray facing in one direction, and then some people have to pray in another direction. There's so many different ideas about what is God, the Supreme Being, and where is that God, and how to address that God. Then the next line he goes, Neka munir yasya muni, he's referring to sages or intellectuals. He said all the intellectuals, they're also in conflict. So one theory says this, one theory says that, and just a person who's not a scholar, then will, if the scholars themselves are in confusion, then what is the ordinary person to do? That's the question. So the answer comes in the last two lines of it. But basically, we know that there are many different ideas competing for our attention. They could be in scripture, or they can be smriti, which is a social code. The social codes are also different all over the world. In one place, if you steal something, boom, they're going to cut off your head. In another place, you won't be treated in that way. In some place, you can be lashed. Another place, you can be killed. In another place, they don't have capital punishment. So the social codes differ. The scriptures are different. And then the scholars, the scientists, intellectuals, or not so much the scientists, but most of the intellectuals are in great conflict with each other. So where is the answer? How can we determine what is the right thing to do? So the answer is, it comes in the next to last line. He said, Dharmasya tatvama nihitama guhayam. And that means dharma, means spirituality. Tatvama is the essence of it. Where is it? Where is it? The last line talks about a guha. Guha, in one material sense, or in one interpretation of the word, it means a cave. So should we go up and it's hidden in the cave somewhere? Should we go up to a cave and meditate? We'll find some guru in the cave? No. He said, Dharmasya tattvama nihitam. Nihitama. Where is it? It's hidden. It's hidden covertly. It's not apparent, but it's hidden within. And that the guha here is not the cave in the Himalayas. It's the cave of the innermost cavity of the human being, the innermost recess of that. So the innermost recess, where is that? It's like this. And I've said this so many times, I'm going to say it so many times again. Each one of us, we say, I exist. That means our mind is working. But we also say, we can do it. I know I exist. There's something beyond the mind. And that's the place. That's where the cavity is. That's where the soul is. The essence of spirituality is hidden within each of us, within that soul, within that innermost recess. So this is what we have to do. But now the question comes, that's good theory, but I have to learn how to practice it, right? But it's still good if you already know that, then at least you won't waste your time going to some cave in the mountains, and you won't also get confused by all the scriptures and what the noise of the fray of the people conflicting of different ideas, because really we have to go within and we'll find the answer. We don't have to read all the books. We don't have to listen to all the scholars. We don't have to watch every YouTube video. No, if we first make the determination to go within, we can do it. So the last line is very important too. He talks about Mahajano. Mahajano means great knower. It means the realized yogi, the one who really knows. He said, you should follow that person. And that person is not an intellectual, not a scholar, but a practical person. So you should follow the practical yogi. So this was said thousands of years ago, but it really holds true to us today that there's so much conflict going on in intellectual sphere, whether it be spiritual intellectuals debating over scriptures, or people debating over what is the proper social code for humanity. And so there's like that. And then there are all kinds of intellectuals who are working on a very intellectual plane, but they're also in conflict. In fact, it's a joke that if you get three three people together, you'll get conflict. But certainly if you get scholarly types, you're going to have some conflict. But we have to go away from that conflict. We have to find the answer within us. And that is where, that's my job as a teacher of meditation. That's what I've been doing for the last 50 years or more. And I'm trying to help people to forget about all the conflict without, but go within. Because deep within is a place which is untouched by that conflict of the world, the struggle that's going on in this world. So we have to go to that quiet, peaceful place, and we don't have to travel very far, because it's hidden within the innermost cavity of our being. That's the real guha, that's the real cave, and we have to go there. And if you don't know how to do it, then you follow the practical person who is really doing it in a practical way, the Mahajana, the real yogi. So follow them, and you can do it. That's it. I mean, it's a very short message in this discourse. He talks in, if you read it, it's in Anandavachana written part 4. But in many other instances, this poem, this shloka, is repeated, because it's a very important piece of knowledge in 4 lines. So think about it. Then do something about it. Go within, and also, if you need to get some instruction, find someone, a practical person, not an intellectual, but someone who's really practicing it. So this is the message for today, and thank you for If you're watching on YouTube, I hope you like it. And if you do like it, give it a thumbs up. And if you have some comments about this, I'd really be interested to hear your perspective on the topic and what you think about it. That'd be great. Put it in the comments section. And if you're on an audio platform, please subscribe to that place where you are so you get notification. And also, if you're just watching on YouTube, you can also go to all the audio platforms and you look for Ananda Marga Dharmacast, and you'll find us there, and then you can listen to us. Sometimes it's not convenient to watch it, but you can listen and learn something from it. So whichever you do is okay with me, whether it be audio or video or both, great. But I hope that you will come back again for some more and let me know. What also, there's another thing you can put in the comments, is if you have any topics that you want me or some of my colleagues to address, we'll do it. And that's about it. One more thing, last thing maybe, is if you want to get the kind of meditation teaching which I teach and my colleagues teach, I'll put some links in the description and you can go there and do that. And also you can direct message me if you need to do that too. So that's all, except for one more thing, which I always do at the end, is this greeting. It's called Namaskar, and it means I salute the divinity within you with my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart. Thank you.